Semi-heavy water on an exoplanet, a microreactor achieves criticality, and drones over suburban backyards. The James Webb Space Telescope detected semi-heavy water, specifically HDO, water in which one hydrogen atom is replaced by a deuterium atom, on a hot Jupiter exoplanet designated WASP-39b. This is the first confirmed detection of semi-heavy water on a world outside our solar system. The discovery's longer significance is methodological. The same spectroscopic technique used to identify HDO on a gas giant can, with refinement, be applied to rocky planets in habitable zones, building the observational toolkit to eventually assess whether Earth-like planets carry water chemistry similar to our own. Los Alamos National Laboratory's microreactor achieved nuclear criticality, the moment at which a nuclear chain reaction becomes self-sustaining, the fundamental threshold separating an inert nuclear device from a functioning reactor. The program focuses on small modular units that could theoretically power remote military installations, disaster zones, or communities without grid access. The Department of Defense has been a significant funder of the work because forward operating bases currently depend on diesel fuel logistics chains that are both expensive and operationally vulnerable. The Space Force simultaneously distributed a $981 million contract across 15 companies, a deliberate acquisition strategy to maintain industrial base diversity and avoid overdependence on any single vendor in a launch market where SpaceX holds a dominant position. The Bureau of Reclamation's proposed Colorado River water cuts would reduce allocations to Arizona, California, and Nevada by up to 3 million acre-feet per year through 2036. For context, the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, which serves 19 million people, currently receives about 1.2 million acre-feet annually from the river. A cut of that magnitude distributed across three states would require fundamental renegotiation of how the West farms, grows, and sustains its cities. California's agricultural sector faces simultaneous pressure from a separate direction. Growers are plowing lettuce crops under as cyclospora contamination fears collapse consumer demand. Walmart's milestone of 1 million drone deliveries marks a genuine landmark in consumer logistics. But community backlash over noise and zoning violations in Florida reveals the practical friction of scaling what works in controlled commercial corridors to residential neighborhoods. The FAA's drone delivery regulatory framework was not designed for drones flying over suburban backyards multiple times per day, and the constituent pressure being generated is turning that regulatory gap into a political fight. SpaceX, meanwhile, has agreed to remove XAI's unpermitted turbines from a Memphis facility that sits in a community with existing air quality concerns, but the removal timeline extends to July 2027, 11 months away, as the company manages simultaneous operational crises, including $570 million in contested contractor claims.